to this ICS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Catherine Sale, and with me today is Melissa Hurley, editor of the Styrene Butadiene Rubber Report. She's going to tell us about the upward trend which has been happening in the SBR market recently, and fill us in on the current state of play. So, Melissa, what's been causing the climb in prices in the European spot market recently?
Well, spot prices in Europe rose dramatically this week for all grades due to shortness in supply, mainly caused by high export demand, which is pulling material from Europe to Asia, where sellers can achieve much higher prices. A lack of imported material into Europe is also adding to the tightness in supply, and sources are finding it is becoming increasingly difficult to source spot material in the domestic market. There's also a lot of talk about strong Chinese demand as orders for European shipments landing after Chinese New Year, which was heard this week. Also, natural rubber prices are extremely high, and sources are mentioning that the effect of the regional floods in southern Thailand are having a real impact on the natural rubber market.
And what about the contract market?
So in Europe, monthly contracts are mostly finished, but some talks appear to be ongoing. Several market players have agreed increases above the January monomer increase and are heard at varying triple-digit amounts, depending on account. A market source said that it was experienced resistance from downstream SBR customers because of the size of the increases seen in the market recently. Contract talks have been described as tough, with European buyers questioning the sustainability of the relentless pricing trend, mainly because they're concerned that demand in the tyre sector is not strong enough to support these price hikes. BD supply is very tight and spot prices have been soaring in Europe, which is also adding to the upward pressure in the market.
So what is the outlook for the first quarter?
SBR prices will continue to follow the upstream monomer pricing movements, and upstream styrene and butadiene markets are currently very bullish. European supply is likely to remain limited if European sellers continue to export spot material at more attractive prices in Asia. The arbitrage between Europe and Asia will remain open if the price hikes in Asia continue throughout the quarter. Some players are hoping that the situation will globally stabilise after Chinese New Year. However, market factors are pointing to firm prices for the quarter at this stage.
Great, well thank you for explaining that, Melissa. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICS Europe Chemical Update podcast, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICS dashboard. For ICS here in London, I'm Catherine Sale.